The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Jordan Brady, director of the new documentary film about stand-up comedians, I Am Road Comic. It's the follow-up to his 2010 movie, I Am Comic. Stick around and know this. If you're old enough that the titles I Am Comic and I Am Road Comic remind you of 1970s porn films such as I Am Curious Yellow, your mind has been in the gutter a long, long time. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by Amazon.com. When you visit MrMedia.com and click on any of the links to purchase books, music, movies, gift certificates, or anything else through our Amazon link, you support this free video podcast. Whenever you need something else from Amazon, please consider returning to MrMedia.com to order it. It doesn't cost you any extra, and we sure appreciate the support. And don't forget, MrMedia.com has more than 1,200 celebrity audio and video interviews archived on the site. That's hundreds upon hundreds of hours free entertainment. Subscribe for free on MrMedia.com, and you'll instantly get an email every time a new interview is posted. You can also watch and subscribe to the show on YouTube, Vimeo, Dailymotion, The Realm Network, and Frequency.com. And if you prefer to just listen, Mr. Media is also available for free on iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Blueberry, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Podfeed.net, and Player FM. You can subscribe to any of those services and never miss another episode. Finally, you can interact with Mr. Media Interviews on all kinds of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and more. Friend or follow us, we'll friend or follow you back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience full of howling, flying monkeys who always think they're smarter and funnier than the stand-up on stage, when all they really have going for them is they might have bathed more recently, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's funny. Yeah, St. Petersburg. It's the gateway to Clearwater, isn't it?
If the idea of a life spent moving from point to point, never settling in one place, sleeping in a series of nondescript hotels with a series of equally indistinct partners, and performing before unappreciative strangers appeals to you, I have two words of advice. Get help! That's the takeaway lesson from Jordan Brady's new documentary ode to the life of the stand-up comedian, I Am Road Comic. Because while Brady's earlier effort, I Am Comic, focused largely on the struggle from nobody to opener to middle act to headliner with a number of pretty successful acts, including Sarah Silverman, Ahmed Ahmed, Tim Allen from Home Improvement, Tom Arnold, Franklin Ajay, Dave Attell, Louis C.K., Margaret Cho, Jeff Foxworthy, Jim Gaffigan, and a pre-The Nerdist and pre-At Midnight Chris Hardwick, I Am Road Comic is more of a bottom-line study of how hard and unforgiving the life of that touring comic really is. This time around, the big-name attraction is easily Marc Maron, host of the immensely popular podcast WTF, you know what that stands for, with Marc Maron, as well as the IFC sitcom Maron. Now, it's interesting that Maron is here because as big a star as he is now, he was barely on the radar when Brady shot the first film. His career was on life support then, unable to sustain him through a career in radio or comedy. Now, featured in I Am Road Comic are funny people such as Nikki Glaser, Alonzo Bowden, Doug Benson from Doug Loves Movies, Maria Bamford, W. Kamau Bell, Jim Norton from Opie and Anthony, Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock, T.J. Miller from Silicon Valley on HBO, and Jen Kirkman from Chelsea Lately. Brady, himself a former comic, appears on stage this time around, going on the road with comedian Wayne Fetterman. Is it tough? You'll have to watch till the end to get Brady's final word on that. But here's a hint. If you need someone to direct your next film, he's available. Jordan Brady, welcome back to Mr.
Bravo. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me back. It's been 4 years.
It's amazing. I mentioned to you, you were the first video guest to make it onto this version of Mr. Media. You were on when we were kind of an experiment for CBS on the Chat About It network.
Right.
And that was a miserable failure. Fortunately, we've lasted a little longer without them than we did with them. But it's good to see you.
Oh, congratulations, by the way, on having a long-running show.
Well, you know, when you're this low budget, nobody can tell you don't have the money to do it.
Right. Well, so, I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the way you rattled off the credits of the comedians in the new movie, I Am Road Comic. Because some people don't know, but if you're a comedy nerd like I am, and I'm assuming you are, you know who these people are, and they're good gets. I'm very appreciative of their time. Marin, by the way, for the viewers and listeners that don't know, WTF stands for with the fudge. So, like, if you want to get ice cream, you say WTF, you know, with the fudge.
Tell that to Mom next time you're getting that ice cream sundae at home. Mom, I'd like it WTF.
Funny story, by the way. I was shooting a commercial. I'm a commercial director by trade, right? It's a wonderful day gig, and I love it. But I was in Canada, in Toronto, when I was wrapping up I Am Comic, and Marc Maron was there. And I'd known him over for 30 years now. So we hung out for a little bit, and you're right. He was on life support. He'll tell you. He talks about it on his podcast. So I said, well, I'm done with the movie. Let me come to your studio where you're doing this podcast thing. And I'll shoot you. Maybe we can get it on the credits because I had a distributor. The movie was locked. We put it on Funny or Die. He talked about the importance of the mic stand, which I thought was very funny. Looking back, it's classic Marc Maron, right? And he purchased a mic stand for the demonstration. And the distributor's like, who the hell is this? The same distributor who said, this Chris Hardwick has a lot of Twitter followers. But Chris Hardwick was in the movie for 16 seconds. And when I said, hey, we're going to put you on the cover of the DVD, Chris Hardwick was like, oh, so I'm now Megan Fox, who had a cameo in a movie before she was famous, and now they make her the poster. I said, yeah, it's kind of like that. But it was hard to convince them, and they didn't put Mark on the DVD extras or anything. So this time around, it was important to have him. TJ Miller I met because he was a fan of I Am Comic. Same with Pete Holmes, star of the Pete Holmes Show, and You Make It Weird. You Made It Weird. So I was really lucky to get these guys, and I think a lot of it was based on the modest success.
Jordan, let's touch kind of briefly on some of the subjects that are particularly of interest both to comics in the film and to comedy nerds. Starting with, talk a little about the difference between playing at home versus playing on the road.
Oh, so different. If you're going to open mic nights or you're getting paid spots, but you're in the same crowd, New York and L.A., they have different crowds every night. But if you're in Charlotte or you're in Little Rock and it's the same comedy people and the supportive, nurturing friends of the community that come to comedy every night of the – you know, every week that there's a show like that, you're just going to be in your bubble. In the movie, we call it the cocoon. And you're not going to grow, and you'll think that you're killing, but the emperor has no new jokes. You go on the road, and there's strangers that paid a hard-earned dollar. They want to laugh, and your material's got to work. So it's to me, it's night and day.
What about food at comedy clubs?
Well, Alonzo Bowden, winner of Last Comic Standing, one of the earlier seasons. He in I Am Road Comic, Bob, he tells it like it is. Don't get the tilapia. Stick with your burgers. You know, you don't want to eat the fried food because after weeks of that, you'll get sick. You won't be healthy. But just get a burger. He was saying don't even eat the bun. You know, just go with the protein. You also want to – and we follow in I Am Road Comic, we follow not spending any money. So you eat free waffles at the hotel breakfast. You put a yogurt in your pocket so you have a lunch snack.
Who would do that?
I did. But comedian Wayne Fetterman, he's been on Curb Your Enthusiasm, has cameos in a lot of Judd Apatow movies. He used to write for Jimmy Fallon. I think he still tours with Jimmy Fallon, but he's been a friend of mine for years. He said, I'll go on the road with you, Jordan. Okay, and I hadn't done it in, I think, 22 years. I was booked by mistake. I thought, what an opportunity to make this movie. My buddy Wayne says, I'll go on the road with you as long as we spend zero money on food. And I said, old school. He goes, yeah, just like we did when we were traveling week after week. I mean, he still does the road, but he does theaters and bigger clubs in the cities. So, I said, cool, we'll do it. And we made it. We spent, you know, I got a double burger, double patty at the club to hold me over to the next night.
So, now, you did cheat once, as I recall.
Spoiler alert, I had to have a Starbucks. I mean, the shitty hotel coffee.
Yeah.
It's you can't live off that. You can't wake up. So I had to sneak away and get a cappuccino.
All right. Well, here's something that was not an issue in clubs 22 years ago. I don't think. Cell phones in the audience.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if you pay the money and the performer's, you know, making you laugh, you still have to answer a text or you have to send a tweet. You got to be connected. I think the joy of sitting in a live venue, whether it's, you know, your favorite band or, you know, especially a comedian, though, because they're engaging you. People somehow feel the need to look at their phones. It blows my mind. It's really hard to comprehend. I mean, if the comic sucks and it's like an open mic night, you kind of know going in it's going to suck. But go to the back of the room. At least be courteous.
Alonzo Bowden, who I think personally will get the most out of appearing in this film. I think he's got several moments where there's just funny stuff, very clever stuff comes out of his mouth. But the other subject I want to ask you about is hookups, because he says about road hookups, she's crazy and you're damaged. Pretty much general agreement on that?
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I showed my wife that soundbite, she just looked at me and nodded. You know, look at the comedians and look at their hot wife. I mean, the comedians aren't like that good looking, but they must be funny. And then these attractive women, they find something attractive about a funny guy, and that's their damage. You know, they like to be made to laugh. And look, laughter sends endorphins through the body. It's a drug. So that's what these ladies are hooking up for. They want that rush. Plus, I think when I was on the road back in the day, they also knew you were leaving town. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were using the comedian because you're a traveling minstrel. You know, so minstrel, I said. So you can hit it and quit it from right. The lady's point of view. You know, I know this comedian is not going to fall in love with me and stick around all the time. And occasionally that happened, you know. I think Marc Maron said in one of the interviews his first wife was a fan. A couple of guys married waitresses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had nice families and long lives.
But Maron did not with that wife.
No, that's...
I feel bad for Maron. I don't think he's ever going to have that long, enduring relationship. But we could spend a whole hour just talking about Mark and his relationship.
Sure.
So I won't go there. So I mentioned Alonzo as someone that I think got a great benefit out of being in this film. Who do you think made a good showing and will benefit from this?
Well, you know, there's a couple of new guys. Oni Perez is in just for a few seconds. He's a guy from Florida and says, you know, as a road comic, you go to places MapQuest has never heard of. And for him, it's a credit. People will see him. He's in New York now. He was in Florida. He was from Miami and worked the improvs. And the whole circuit, you can spend a career never leaving Florida, right? Just doing one-nighters and such. Chris Tinkle is a young guy who put out an album called Maybe I Don't Feel Like Smiling. It's on iTunes. And I met him at a club in New York, and I thought he was funny. And I think he'll benefit from it. Nikki Glaser and Wayne Fetterman are the only two people that are in both I Am Comic and I Am Road Comic. But I feel that, you know, Jen Kirkman, you mentioned in the intro, she's a writer, a performer. I don't know. I just wanted to have more women, non-old white guys. My criticism of I Am Comic, which you can get on iTunes, right, or Amazon in the bargain bin, is, you know, it's a lot of old white guys. So I wanted to skew a little hipper, hence T.J. Miller,
well,
who was so welcoming to follow. Sarah Silverman was in the first movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, in defense of that, I remember her about as well as I remember anyone. I thought she made a great impression in that. But, of course, she kind of makes a good impression no matter where she goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like taking off her clothes on Masters of Sex, for example. Who's going to forget that now? Making out with another woman on Masters of Sex. Am I stuck in one gear? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Can I tell you something about Alonzo Bowden?
Yeah.
So Alonzo Bowden was the last guy that I interviewed, which is, from a documentarian's point of view, you know holes in your story that you need filled, okay? Judah Friedlander had filled some wonderful sound bites early on, but it was too much Judah Friedlander, and I loved you. He's the world champion. So I was like, well, you know, same with Pete Holmes. He covered so much ground. Well, maybe Alonzo can give a different spin on – let's say picking up girls at the club or how to eat, you know, or what do you order, like you mentioned. So I go and film him. He gives me – you can tell the guy's a pro. He knows to deliver it in a funny way and succinct. Mm-hmm. I go home and I tell my wife, I've got comedy gold. Bowden has delivered comedy gold. I go to plug in the camera to get the footage off, and it goes
– oh, I hate that.
And I go, oh, so I changed the battery. I try the charger. Nothing work. I go to the Canon place like a half hour away. No one can fix it. There's a hard drive inside this camera. No one. There's nothing I can do. So I take it apart with a screwdriver, and I'm smart enough to know to take the battery off. And then I've got it stripped to these bare electronics, and I know that there's a capacitor, like a computer can hold a charge when the battery's gone. And I was like, God, I just don't know how I could ever recreate this with him. And he's traveling all the time. He was hard to nail down. I break the camera apart, and as I do, it sends a shockwave through my arms up to my nipples.
Oh, God.
So I did it a few more times and then realized.
I did it a few more. I was going to say, so Alonzo got you hard is what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness. It was good. So I bought a new camera just for Alonzo Bowden. Called him up. He was so cool. He goes, hey, come on over. And he did it again, even better. I mean, it was just what a nice guy, consistently funny. And his advice is true. Like he says, at the end of the movie, he goes, comics, you want to pick up that woman? You better do it before the comedy club closes.
45 minutes.
He goes, that's your time. That's your window of time, 45 minutes. If you go to the bar across the street, you're good until your name's off the marquee, which is coming down at midnight. Mm-hmm. Then you're just another guy. In fact, you're lower than another guy because you're from out of town.
I wrote that down in my notes. I thought it was a great quote. I love that.
He delivered it much funnier than I did.
Well, he did okay. He'd probably been thinking about it for a while. A quick question. Doug Benson is professionally stoned. I mean, that's part of his reputation, that he's stoned all the time. T.J. Miller came across as rather stoned, and I don't know if he was or he wasn't. But does that affect performance for these guys if they're stoned when they hit the stage?
I watched T.J. do two back-to-back shows, and he was inventive. There was maybe 50% of the material that still came off fresh and a little – it was different both shows. So I think it allowed him to free up and do more improv. Hmm. I think it enhanced his show. Doug Benson, I will go on record as saying, I've taken a hit off of one of his joints and was instantly transported to the Himalayas. But Doug Benson is as lucid as a college professor. I don't get it. He's an anomaly. He is so smart. And his riffs are so quick when he's hosting three or four podcasts a week,
right,
and doing live shows. And it's never like, what? he's the anti-stoner stoner.
It's worked for him. For him. So I guess the last question, because we're going to run out of time here. So what would be next? Is it going to be I Am Podcast Comic? Because that seems to be everybody. I mean, you've got a podcast. What's the name of your podcast, by the way?
My podcast is called Respect the Process. It's about filmmaking with a specific look, usually on commercials. Oh. So I talk to creative directors art directors, copywriters at ad agencies, directors within my industry who are, you know, some of them are really famous guys. Like the Pelorian brothers may not be common to you, but if you've seen a Geico commercial that was really weird but super funny, that was them. Oh. and respect the process. It's on iTunes. It's on jordanbrady.com. Thank you for asking, by the way. And the one that just went up today is Adam Epstein. He's the editor of the SNL Digital Short Film Unit.
Oh, cool.
And you'll learn that they get the script Wednesday night approved. They prep Thursday. They shoot Friday. He's editing Friday night and Saturday right up until the dress rehearsal. Then they make changes right up until the show goes live. It's an incredible listen. Wow. So respect the process.
I will share that with my college film student. I think that sounds like something she would enjoy.
I bet you, you know, you can go through the archives and there's a lot of good people in there. But to answer your question, I'm contemplating I Am Mimic because I grew up in the Rich Little era. Mm-hmm. And now there's Frank Caliendo, if I'm saying that right.
Yep.
Jay Moore, it was a great mimic on SNL back in the day, and still his stage act has great impressions. Roger Kabler's a guy that does a De Niro that has fooled my friends. I shot a little fun piece with Roger Kabler as De Niro. He did his own makeup, the mole, the nose, and my friends are like, "What was it like to work with Robert De Niro?" I'm looking at I Am Mimic. Doug Benson goes on these cruises. So I Am Boat Comic could be good. There's a wonderful documentary by Comedy Film Nerds is a podcast. And Chris and Graham, they raised a lot of money. They're finishing editing a podcast movie called Earbuds? Earbuds. Hmm. So, and it's podcast, but it's comedy podcast. I think they have that one covered.
All right.
So that I'm looking at the I Am Mimic, I Am Boat Comic. I Am Magic would be great. But then, Bob, what do you think of this? Screw comedy. Go for the mundane and find the rock star like I Am Podiatry. Right?
Yeah. I think it's time to go now. Listen, there are two ways to see Jordan Brady's new documentary, I Am Road Comic, either on Hulu.com or on his website for the film, IamRoadComic.com.
It's free on Hulu.
Oh, it's free on Hulu.
It's free. There's commercials.
Okay.
But it's free. If you want to support the filmmaker, it's a $5 download at IamRoadComic.com. You don't want to pay the $5, cool with me, go to Hulu. A strange, trippy moment, Bob. Some of the commercials during I Am Road Comic on Hulu are my commercials.
Oh, like, that's weird.
Yeah. There's a $1 million Dodge commercial supporting this pittance of a documentary budget.
That's a little
and
weird.
So it's a little weird.
And you are on Facebook. You have I Am Road Comic on Facebook,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I Am Road Comic on Facebook. I Am Comic Movie on Twitter because I made the Twitter back during the first one. And, hey, I'm sorry that we had to cut this short, but I do appreciate you having me on the show.
My pleasure.
And I'm glad you liked the movie.
I did. I liked,
or you wouldn't have me on.
Well, exactly. You know, I liked the first one a great deal, and I was really eager to see the second one. I enjoyed it. I liked the little bit of a twist in the topic. And, Jordan, what can I say? Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. Oh.
But just one last thing.
Okay.
Seth Milstein, his first road gig is in this movie. It's captured. Young Seth Milstein, the comic that joins us at the bar show to do the thing. So I think he probably gets the most out of this because – it's forever on film. And I'll just say that because you like both movies, it was a deliberate attempt to give more time to fewer comics as opposed to bite, bite, bite from a lot of comics.
Got it.
That's why there's maybe 25 comics in I Am Road Comic, but they all talk longer. Mark Maron gives a sage-like piece of wisdom about working the road. And Pete Holmes, you know, really inspires you. As opposed to I Am Comic, which is, I think, 85 comics in 86 minutes.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot.
A lot going on
in that one. Listen, I'd love to talk to you again. Great to see you, and good luck with the films. And
thank you so much, man.
My pleasure.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank Newsroom, preparing for you another Buzz Burbank news and comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry, and some make me sad, and some make me laugh, and isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at buzzburbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation. Weekday mornings right here on the Realm Network.
It's the Mark and Lowell Show.
Hi, this is Mark.
And this is Lowell. And if you're fans of Don and Mike, you may know who we are.
Our number one interns. You've met them on the show. They're the guys that ate all the junk, and they were outside with each other holding hands with a sign that said that they loved each other wearing the dunce caps.
And what you may not know is that we started out as fans back in their WAVA days.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Mark and Lowell.
Oh, yeah. Hey, these are two guys that we once actually called them our proteges, didn't we?
And now we have our own show, so we want you to give it a shot.
Just check us out at the Realm Network, realmnetwork.com, or you can go to markandlowell.com.
It's the Mark and Lowell Show.
Every Tuesday and Thursday evenings right here on the Realm Network. And catch the Poor Premium Show Friday nights. This is Adam and Acid to the Extreme.
So, I'm sorry, did you ever see the film Rubber?
I've seen Flubber.
I've heard of Rubber. Isn't it about like a tire or something? Like,
it is. Dude, Adam, you got to watch this movie. I'm serious.
Rubber?
It's so great. It's about a serial killer that is a tire. You know, kind of like Christine was a car. It's a tire.
And how much LSD was the director on when he...
I don't know. But it's great because what happens, without giving anything away, the tire just kind of rolls into place, very sinister, and there's the person in the background. This was a highly entertaining movie. And the greatest thing, and I'm going to paraphrase this, but there's a scene where the local sheriff has got all his deputies together. He's describing this tire, and one of the deputies goes... Is he black?
Right here on the Realm Network.